This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of supporters of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny gathered Wednesday in the center of Moscow, demanding his release and the access of doctors to examine his health. People were heard chanting freedom to Navalny and let the doctors in as numerous police asked them to disperse. The OVD Info protest monitoring group said police detained 413 people at demonstrations across Russia in support of Navalny. Supporters of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent fear he could soon die in prison where he is on a hunger strike. They are demanding proper medical care for Navalny. Officials say he has been treated as any other convict would be and have warned the rallies are illegal. The nationwide protests in support of Navalny came on the same day that President Vladimir Putin gave his annual State of the Nation address and warned the West not to cross what he called Russia's red lines. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Wednesday not to cross Russia's red lines, saying Moscow would respond swiftly and harshly to provocations. "We don't want to burn bridges," Putin said in his annual State of the Nation address. However,
"Those who organize any provocations that threaten our fundamental security interests will regret their actions, like they've not regretted anything for a long time."
Putin makes a point of never naming Navalny, his fiercest critic, who is 3 weeks into a hunger strike in jail and gravely ill.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department is opening an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department one day after former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted in the killing of George Floyd, an unarmed black man. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the verdict does not address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis, so the Justice Department will start a probe
to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
By looking at use of force, among other things, the Justice Department was already investigating whether Chauvin and other officers involved in Floyd's death violated his civil rights. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Almost two dozen COVID-19 patients that were on ventilators died in a hospital in western India after a leak in the main oxygen supply. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Authorities say the disruption lasted no more than 15 minutes before full oxygen supply was resumed. However, this proved too long for many patients in the Zakir Hussain Hospital in Maharashtra state that is the worst hit by the latest surge in coronavirus cases in the country. Television images showed white fumes spreading in the hospital area, causing panic. A police officer said the leak occurred in a pipe connecting the oxygen supply to the main tank in the hospital complex. Overall, India has reported more than 15.6 million confirmed cases, the second highest behind the United States. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police say a powerful bomb has exploded in the parking area of a luxury hotel in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta, killing at least three people and wounding several others. It was not clear who was behind Wednesday's bombing at the Serena Hotel. Police said rescuers were transporting the victims to nearby hospitals. Southwestern Baluchistan province is the scene of a long-running insurgency by secessionist groups like the Baluchistan Liberation Front and the Baluchistan Liberation Army. They have for decades staged attacks to press their demands for independence. The European Union's executive branch on Wednesday announced proposals designed to regulate the use of artificial intelligence, banning its use in practices such as surveillance and facial scanning that threaten personal rights. The proposed regulations address the human and societal risks associated with specific uses of AI. The draft EU regulations include rules for uses of artificial intelligence in some risky categories, such as choosing schools, jobs, or loan applicants, while banning it outright in cases such as social scoring or systems used to manipulate human behavior. You can find more on our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.